Today is Thursday, August 7th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is Purple Heart Day. It's also National Sea Serpent Day, National Lighthouse Day, National IPA Day. I'm not a big fan of beer, and I feel like IPA is either bitter or sour. And I'm not a fan of drinking bitter or sour things. Sour and bitter has a place in food as one aspect of the food. But drinking something that has that flavor, I think I said yesterday, beer has an acquired taste. And I've never really, I will drink a beer if it is presented to me, or if I'm in a social situation and beer is the only option. Or like if we're going on a tour and there's specifically a beer tasting, I will drink the beer. But if I'm just at a restaurant or a bar, I'm going to order a cocktail. I'm not going to order a beer because I can get a sweet cocktail. Or I'll order wine because I can, for some reason, the funk of beer to me is funkier than the funk of wine. So I can drink wine okay. Although, like I've said before, I prefer Boone's Farm or something like that as opposed to a nicer wine. But I don't even buy Boone's Farm. I say that jokingly. Like, we don't really buy wine to drink at home. The only time we drink is pretty much at restaurants or at a bar or something, which we don't even go. I'm not a bar or club person, so we don't really go. We just kind of stay at home or go to restaurants or go to parties with friends. We don't really go to bars. And so I'm pretty much only drinking alcohol at restaurants. I do have the Bartesian, which hasn't been used in a while because, you know, there's calories in alcohol. So when I bought it, I probably should have thought about, well, I'm not going to choose to drink alcohol at home because it adds more calories and I'm already eating enough as it is. But it is a really cool piece of kit, if I must say so myself. Well, let's have a little contact here because you guys listened and I do have some contact. So I don't mean to harp. But I do run out of things to. It's not your responsibility to provide me things to talk about. I just feel like it may be more interesting for the listeners if I have some interaction here or there. But we have a voicemail, so let's have a listen to that, why don't we?
Hey, Adam, it's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
I was wondering, through all your travels, I know you mainly travel out of the U.S., but some in the U.S., is there any place in the continental U.S. that has an actual all-inclusive resort? Or something like that. We've been looking. My husband, he don't want to travel really outside the U.S., but he wants to go someplace where it's all inclusive and I don't know, like a buffet 24/7 or I don't know, something like that. And we've looked all over, and anything that's called all inclusive in the U.S. is breakfast, like here.
Oh, what happened?
I just can't seem to find anything that's in the U.S.
Oh, we're losing you.
Some of the other listeners might know of something, and maybe they can call in. I don't know. Just let me know. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
So I wish I knew the answer to your question, Tony. And I think all inclusive resorts are not as much of a thing in the U.S. I haven't really run into all-inclusive resorts in the U.S. So I can't really give you too much of a, you know, too much help. I just asked ChatGPT, and I know that you've done research, but there's one in, again, you'll have to fact check these because these came from ChatGPT. So as we know, ChatGPT can lie for me, but I just did a little search for you, Tony. It says it's rare. So it is rare in the U.S., but they do have a few listed here. There's Vermejo, New Mexico. It's not really giving, it's called Nature Plus Luxury Safari Vibe. I don't see a name of this resort. It's called, I'm looking to see if it has a name. What's it called? Located in New Mexico on a nature reserve, this resort is, what's the name of the Vermejo may be the name. I don't know. But anyway, what is the name of this resort? Oh my God. It's the route we take often includes several great stopping points, Colorado Springs, Great Sand Dunes National Park. It's just calling it Vermejo. Vermejo, but it's a sprawling 550,000-acre private nature reserve offering a true all-inclusive, meals, three a day, snacks, non-alcoholic drink, wildlife safaris, horseback riding, fly fishing, spa access, and more. Cost is high. It's around $1,700 a night. So a lot of these are nature-y or wellness. So like there's a Miraval Arizona Resort and Spa in Arizona that's a luxury wellness escape with healthy dining, fitness, and wellness activities. Has gratuity-free pricing. Yeah, maybe ask ChatGPT. It's expensive and they're few and far between. It's not a common thing in the U.S. And I've never stayed at an all-inclusive. When I think of all-inclusive, in fact, we haven't really done all-inclusive anywhere because other than cruising, which I would consider an all-inclusive resort, we haven't done that. We have traveled around the U.S. when Mark and I, the first 9 years of our time together, he didn't have a U.S. passport. Maybe 10 years together, I don't know. He didn't have a U.S. passport, and so we couldn't go outside the U.S. We could have, but with the people with the Filipino passport have limited options of places they can go without a visa. And Mark never wanted to go through all the work of getting a visa for any of these places in Europe or anywhere. And he was also a little bit worried. He didn't want to get deported or something weird. So he just waited until he had his U.S. citizenship and then he could get a passport. And then that opens up a lot of countries to him because now he has a U.S. passport. So that's what. We waited on that, but we haven't really done all-inclusive resorts. They do tend to be expensive, but I guess if you're just going to stay in the resort, generally when we travel places, we're going to be getting out and doing things out in the city or, you know, in the nature or whatever. And so we've never really done a resort that's you just go to the resort and everything is there. Maybe one day we'll do that, but we haven't done it. Anyway, good luck. Let us know. And if any listeners know of any good ones, call in or write and let us know because Tony is on the hunt. And Tony, why won't your husband go to Europe or Mexico or any place like that? Is he scared to travel outside the U.S. or doesn't like to fly or what's the case there? So, as we plan Switzerland, really the only thing I can say is we're going to, because I'm still in the process of planning, but basically what it seems like for Switzerland is you're mostly going to see nature. So you're going to see really pretty mountains, green rolling hills, mountains, Sound of Music looking stuff. Ooh, I'm tired today. Sound of Music looking stuff. And so most of what we're doing is just going from mountain to mountain to mountain. And it's funny because Mark says, I'm not even into mountains. I'm more into beaches. And I selected this place. And like I said, we almost had a problem because the main reason that apparently, and I didn't know this. He told me, but he didn't say it as definitively as he said it the other day. But the main reason that he wanted to go to Switzerland was this train ride, and we almost didn't get it. So anyway, we're in Zurich on day one, and then we go to Lucerne. We're going to look for a food tour in either Zurich or Lucerne to start out our trip. And there's also a few mountains, Ridgy Pilatus, or there's also Sanserhorn, and Mount Titlis. Titlis. It's a Titlis mountain. So we're probably going to do a day trip to one of those mountains on that Saturday. Then the next day we're traveling Lucerne to Grindelwald, which is a little touristy village. It's larger than some of the other villages and has more accommodation, so we chose to stay there and use that as our kind of home base for 4 days. So we're going to Jungfrau, which is the top of Europe, one of those days, the highest train station in Europe. We're going to Interlaken, which is a town with a couple of lakes, really pretty lakes. And then we're going to do Grindelwald first, which is a mountain in Grindelwald. And then we're going to Zermatt for a couple of days, and maybe a Gornergrat trip, which is another mountain. So lots of mountains. And then ending in Zurich. But to get to Zurich, we're doing the Glacier Express. So as I have more information, I'll let you guys know, but I haven't booked any hotels or anything yet. And we have not booked any excursions. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.